Right.
Oh, yeah. We're recording.
Yep.
I call this committee for academics to order at 7:02 in the president's conference room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Blair.
Absence excused.
Senator Crooks.
Here.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Present.
And Senator Urquidy.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Sweet. Moving into agenda item 4, adoption of the minutes. Can I have a motion to adopt the minutes by 4? Yes.
I move to approve the minutes from February 2nd, 2017, and the minutes from February 16th, 2017, and the minutes from March 2nd, 2017 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Nothing.
Aye. Really?
Really.
Yeah, for unanimous consent, you're just no
dissent. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, no, no, no.
Motion passes.
What?
We're good. We're going to skip that. So, moving into agenda item 6, faculty of the year. So, okay, the people that I think are Lindsay Monroe, Sarah Cummings, Dean Hinnitz, Jennifer Hollander, John Nolan, and Mary Groves were my top. So, anyone have any ideas on those people? Senator Kohler?
Well, just from looking at it, I would say Dean Hinnitz has the most.
Mm-hmm.
I've also personally taken a class with him, and he is by far the most, like, dedicated to his, like, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty incredible. And from what everyone says about him, same thing. So I'd like to personally say him or vote for him.
Okay.
Other people, I think, that had a lot were, like you said, Cummings and Hollander also had a lot. And
mm-hmm.
people were really passionate about them. So.
Senator Brooks? So, like, are we... Okay, because professors, you know, like, oh, you want somebody who's engaging and energetic and, like, passionate about their subject. That's, like, one, like, reason why we're going to pick them. But then there's also a lot of comments where it's like, oh, this person's, like, a mentor, like is like going beyond their job role.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, like, as far as what type of person we're gonna pick, because there's so many, like, a variety of comments, and I don't know if we're looking for somebody who's, like, you know, really making the class interesting and, like, makes the, you know, projects, whatever, engaging, or are we looking for somebody who's, like, you know, like, there for their students outside of the class,
yeah.
like, going out of their way to be a mentor, like, whatever. Because that's going to change, like, what I think of, like...
I think we're going to try to focus on more what the classes are like, just because it reaches more students. I think if we start to narrow it down to what professors are like out of class, we shut down a lot of students, because a lot of professors have hundreds of students. It's not possible for them to outreach to... like, be a mentor to everyone in there. Faculty, obviously, that if that is something that's said often, that's we should definitely take that into account. But I think we're keeping it as general as possible, just because there are no guidelines to picking, and we can just pick whomever. Like, that's definitely something good that we should look for, Senator Bruce.
I know I threw out the idea of having, like, a male and a female, or, like, trying to pick more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still something that we want to do, or is it just...
I mean, it's up to us right now. Like, we can do a male or a female. My thing with that is that if we start expanding on it, we start picking and picking, like, male or female, and then we start doing one from every department, like... it makes it less special. In a sense, like, this should be the faculty that stands out from the students, you know? And, like, I don't know, I feel like it is, like, it should be, like, a really special and really, like, something to look, to strive for in a faculty member. Because I was thinking about that too. I was like, well, we should probably. I always wanted to do one from every college. But then it's just.
I feel like that's less special, but male and female, like. Sorry, at least like with the Oscars, it's like you have best male actor, best female. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not just best actor, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like that would make sense. Like, half the professors are male, half of them are female. Mm-hmm. Like, picking like, each gender, but not each college, because that's not that, yeah. like, exciting anymore. That's just my
opinion. My only concern with that is that people are going to say that then you just start comparing females and females and males against males, when really all faculty should be, like, competing against each other to be the best teacher, and not just segregating them into, like, being the best woman teacher, being the best male teacher. You know what I'm trying to say with that?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys want to do? Center core.
I just think one is pretty simple. It just should be the best one we have.
Yes?
I just want one as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to go with one as well. But I think it's a good idea, but, yeah, I'm going to say one as well. Okay, so, I really like Dean as well. Reading through, because I had my list of 20 that I posted, or like 22, and I was rating them on a scale from 1 to 5, and I gave him a 5. And I only gave, like, 4 people 5s. So, I really like him as well. What does he teach exactly?
He does, like,
Center
Cooler? He does Psychology 101. Okay. And like, he has like one lecture, I think, that he teaches a semester, or two classes, mm-hmm. but one's an honors section. So it's not even like he has a ton, like multiple sections or anything.
Yeah.
It's like people are really picking him out, too.
He also teaches higher level psychology classes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he has his own business.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he handles it really well, like working out in the community and being a teacher.
Yeah, he definitely does, I think. And then, like, just looking through your comments, touching on what Senator Crooks was saying, there's, like, a couple people that mentioned he's, like, a mentor outside of it. He really works with students outside. And, like, mm-hmm. one of the coolest things I thought is that he does his office hours at, like, Starbucks so that he can, like, have it be more personable. He can get to know his students more outside of class. So, like,
oh, yeah.
He's looking not just to know his students, like, inside class and teach them well, but, like, get to know them outside of class as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely. Yeah, I really like his comments as well. And I know that we're not basing it off of, like, how many students, mm-hmm. but he did get a lot
yeah.
of people.
And there's some that aren't necessarily counted on here, I'm noticing, too.
Yeah, because it's weird. Like, obviously, it's, like, in alphabetical order, so if they put, like, Mr. before, it's going to be a different section. If they put doctor, if they put only his last name, they put professor, or last name, first name. So, yeah, there's some I didn't even, like, highlight, because it was too much to go through, so.
Yeah.
we feel good with that decision, though, with him? Alrighty, so let the record show that we picked Dean Hinnitz, is that how you pronounce it? Hinnitz,
yeah.
for Faculty of the Year, which will be presented to him at the ACUN banquets. Awesome, so any more discussion on that? Sweet, so we were going to be choosing something for the for undergraduate research, but they never gave it to me, so they have to, the next committee will do that for them, so... moving into agenda 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Alrighty, moving into...
Oh.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed sitting on this committee.
Final board?
Same.
Second.
Okay. Oh.
I just also... I really appreciate you guys, for coming. I know that, like, it wasn't super exciting, but, like, we did do some awesome stuff, even though we might not have put our names on, like, 1,000 fucking things. On the record.
On the record.
On the record. But, I was talking to Veronica yesterday, and she was like, we've just improved a lot of the things that were already established, and that's really awesome for us. And we kind of organized it a little bit more, which is really good, and I just appreciate all your hard work, and you guys are always, like, very happy to be here, and, like, even when I change it to 7 p.m.s, like p.m., I just, like, really appreciate you guys. So thank you so much for the awesome year. And, yeah, alrighty. So I adjourn this meeting at 7:12 p.m.